Ann's calling us from Nebraska. Thank you for your patience, ma'am, and what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. We just realized that the house that we live in has a smart meter that the gas company has installed. And then just in general with computers and cell phones, wondering if there's anything you can do to protect yourself and your home from the EMF waves.
There is something you can do to protect against some of them, ma'am. I can't tell you protection against all, but if you got a pencil handy, write this name down, please.
Okay.
It's STETZ, 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 and then ERIZER, and the name pronounced Stetzerizer. Now, Mr. Stetzer was an electrician. He still is, for that matter. And he noticed that when he went to work in certain buildings, his blood sugar went crazy. He also happened to be diabetic, by the way, and he had to watch his blood sugar. And other buildings, his blood sugar didn't go crazy. It stayed about where it usually did when he was outdoors. So he investigated that with the equipment that electricians have that can pick up electromagnetic fields. And sure enough, the buildings he went into that were driving his blood sugar crazy high were the ones with the most electromagnetic field problem. All right. He collaborated with a professor from university out in California. I think he was a professor of physics. And what they were able to put together are these things called Stetzerizers. And what one does is get in touch with the company that sells them. And I think that's so unique, all you have to do is put Stetzerizer in online and you'll find it there in Wisconsin someplace. And they sell these gadgets that you plug into your wall socket, and what they do is really calm down the electromagnetic fields. I'm not kidding. I was so impressed, and this is over a decade ago, that I got the meter that the Stetzerizer people sell. And I went around our place looking for electromagnetic fields, and oh my goodness, we had to move a couple of things, particularly the bed where my wife and I sleep at night. Good grief, that was a very strong electromagnetic field point. So we then got the Stetzerizers, and as soon as we plugged the thing in, the EMF field densities, not all of them, ma'am, I wish I could say all of them, but a lot of them settled down, and you could see it. You can see the change in the meter that comes along with the equipment. I can't tell you it's cheap, but it's not thousands and thousands of dollars. And I do not work for that company either, but it is a way of protecting oneself against at least a good proportion of the EMF that one is exposed to.
Great. Thank you very much. I was also wondering, have you ever heard of anyone developing muscle twitching after glutathione IVs?
Not so far, ma'am, but everybody's uniquely different, and it is possible. Now,
okay.
One thing that would occur to me, though, before you go away, ma'am, if this individual's getting glutathione IVs, they must be seeing a doctor, and the doctor could help that person to check the urine for sulfite, S-U-L-F-I-T-E. Sulfite. In fact, there are test strips that if the doctor doesn't have them, they can buy them from a medical supply house. And they're just dipped into the urine and they turn color increasingly with more and more sulfite. Now, the reason I bring that up is glutathione contains sulfur. And there are some of us who are sensitive to sulfur-containing IV materials because our bodies aren't supplied sufficiently with molybdenum, which happens to be a mineral. And if we don't have enough molybdenum, we can't break down, ultimately, the sulfur from sulfite, which is toxic, neurotoxic, no kidding, it's a neurotoxin, to sulfate. And normally, if people have got enough molybdenum and enough B12 in their systems, then we can eat foods with sulfur, which includes just about every protein out there, but our bodies will take it through the sulfite step and onto the sulfate step, and we don't get bothered a bit. But if we don't have enough, particularly the molybdenum, it stays in the sulfite form, I'm sorry, it's an I, not an A, and that is neurotoxic, and it can bother some people. So anyway, before he gets another one, he should get his urine checked with a sulfite test strip, and if the sulfites are elevated, then no more glutathione or any of the sulfur-containing IV, please, until The doctor tells him about molybdenum and B12 to reduce that sulfite.
And can you spell that mineral? It's M and Mary, as in Mary?
Yes, ma'am. MOLYBDENUM. And I didn't make that one up.
Okay. So if it is caused from that, it should eventually work itself out of the body, though.
Well, yeah, but first step first, you got to find out if it really is sulfite. This is just a theory so far. And then if it's sulfite, enough molybdenum, and check with your doctor on that, your doctor in natural medicine, enough molybdenum will help it to go down to a dull roar or zero.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, again, that's just a theory. Just check it, please.